We're back to telephone number evaluations, folks. But at least this time, telephony is actually involved. Last week, eBay, the online auction house, announced that it was to acquire Skype, the leading voice over IP outfit, for $2.6 billion in cash and stock, plus what is enigmatically described as a potential performance-based consideration. Industry sources put this little extra at $1.5 billion. Now, that's up to $4.1 billion for a three-year-old startup. Skype was founded by two Luxembourg entrepreneurs who saw the opening for voice over IP, pronounced VoIP, and went for it. It's essentially a peer-to-peer system which enables internet users with broadband connections to make free phone calls to friends who are similarly equipped. You sign up, download and install a smallish program, tell your friends, and bingo, you can call them up and chat to your heart's content. Kids love it. The other week, one of mine used Skype to set up a three-way conversation with two of his friends, one of whom happened to be in Australia at the time, and the other in the US, and all without even bothering to consult his pa. Grown-ups are catching on to VoIP, especially now that Google is offering a similar service. They are the ones, presumably, who are willing to pay for Skype Out. These are services which enable one to make Skype calls to conventional telephones. But it was the kids who initially drove the explosive growth. As a result, Skype became one of the fastest growing companies on the internet. It now claims to have 54 million members worldwide, and is currently adding new ones at a rate of 150,000 a day. In North America alone, Skype has more users and serves more voice minutes than any other internet voice communications provider, and its software has been downloaded over 160 million times. Even so, $2.6 billion is a lot of money, especially when half of it is payable in used $100 bills and not just in company paper. So why did eBay do it? The official answer is that the auction house works by enabling millions of people to trade with one another, and adding a free voice channel will facilitate trading, especially on more complex or valuable items like cars. So, it is claimed, buying Skype will enhance eBay's core business. The deal is thus represented in the same terms as the one by which eBay acquired PayPal, an online payment system, in 2002, thereby providing a speedy, secure method for successful bidders to pay for items and for sellers to collect their takings. Integrating PayPal into the eBay system has definitely had the desired effect, to the extent that many users now have a preference for auctions where the seller indicates a willingness to be paid via that method. Whether integrating Skype into the process will have an analogous impact remains to be seen. My guess is that it won't. The existing email channel is good enough. Adding Skype certainly won't do any harm, but I can't see it doing $2.6 billion worth of good. So why did eBay splash out? Here's an heretical thought. It's a symptom of a midlife crisis. eBay, remember, was one of the poster children of the original internet boom. Unlike most of its contemporaries, it was profitable almost from day one. It's had 10 years of explosive growth, and now boasts 157 million users in 34 countries, and annual profits touching $1 billion a year. Now this is great, but it can't go on forever. So if you were eBay's management, sitting on a mountain of cash and nursing a buoyant share price, you'd be looking beyond the point where the auction business begins to plateau. You'd be looking for something with even bigger growth potential than online trading, which would lead you in no time at all to VoIP, the next big thing. On this interpretation, buying eBay is taking a punt on the future, or in business speak, making a strategic acquisition. The gamble is that in 10 years, eBay will be known as an internet telephony company that also does auctions, rather than an auction house that offers VoIP. And you know what? It might just be a smart bet. A colleague of mine recently embarked on a long car journey through the United States. Being a geek, he had his laptop by his side all the way, running MacStumbler, a lovely program that detects wireless networks. He was astonished by what he found, basically Wi-Fi everywhere. More interestingly, he sometimes found that there was a wireless broadband where there was no mobile phone signal. It would, he reported, often have been easier to make a Skype call than a mobile one. Welcome to the future. By buying Skype, eBay has just staked a claim to it.